on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Right, we'll begin with the Irish Examiner. Big meeting yesterday on road safety between the Taoiseach and the Transport Minister and the Road Safety Authority, all about how we can try and stem the tide of these horrific road deaths that we're experiencing this year. And Taoiseach Simon Harris has said not enough Garda resources are put into roads policing, while one of his junior ministers has claimed Garda enforcement has collapsed. That's the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Minister Eamon Ryan confirming plans to roll out new cameras that will automatically fine drivers who break red lights. And every morning on my drive up, I see this happening. I presume people think they can take their chances because it's so early in the morning, but there's a lot of crashing of red lights that goes on. Simon Harris has said, I'm concerned about the level of Garda resource in road traffic. I want to see those resources increase. And apparently, according to the Taoiseach, the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, expects the resources to increase during the course of the year. So anyway, also from that, we have the news that if you break a red light, you'll automatically be fined due to these new very high-tech cameras that we are introducing. The Irish Examiner has an open letter published by 21 doctors and researchers today who say that cancer survival rates will decrease unless proper funding is invested in healthcare. These group of cancer experts are warning the Taoiseach of the threat to cancer services, and they're demanding investment for the National Cancer Strategy, which you may not be familiar with because it was published 7 years ago by Simon Harris when he was Minister for Health. So the doctors say that screening has not been expanded as was planned. Target wait times for cancer tests are not being met. Cancer surgeries are frequently delayed due to shortages in staffing, beds and theatre space. On to the front of the Irish Times, they're talking about AIR. A number of papers have it on their front page. A judge has labelled AIR a disgrace after a court heard evidence that the telecom provider warned staff they could be disciplined for adhering to statutory regulations governing customer complaints. It was a case taken by Comreg where AIR pleaded guilty to multiple breaches of the law over its failure to acknowledge customer complaints and provide responses within 10 working days, among other issues. The case was taken by Comreg and AIR and its parent company Aircom pleaded guilty to those breaches. And at the hearing, Comreg produced an AIR training manual, which the watchdog said warned employees they'd face disciplinary proceedings if they followed the laws covering customer complaints. The Irish Daily Mirror also has AIR on the front page. The headline is "Anybody There? Judge slams telecoms giant's customer complaint scandal." And the front of the Irish Independent, AIR says policy to hide complaint details was taken out of context. The front of the Irish Daily Mail says there's a stark warning from the central bank boss. We have to speed up the planning system. Ireland's planning system is too slow to deliver the number of houses needed and must be reformed, according to the governor of the central bank. Gabriel McLove has given an interview with the Irish Daily Mail. I think he's in Washington for a big conference there with the IMF. But Gabriel McLove said he expects interest rates to be cut by 0.25% in June, which would ease pressure on mortgage holders and drive more buyers into the market. But he says that we need to reform the planning system to get those houses built. The Irish Sun has its Kids Can't Wait campaign. No kid will wait in pain. Taoiseach Simon Harris has vowed to get kids on surgery waiting lists their much needed operations faster. He pledged to ensure no child finds themselves in a scenario where they're waiting in pain and agony. But of course, we do have that already with children waiting for scoliosis treatment. And according to some of the parents that the Sun has interviewed, they are sceptical about the pledge made by Taoiseach and former Health Minister Simon Harris. The Irish Daily Star, killed with hammer and dumped in kennel, is the headline. Gardaí have launched a murder probe after a man was beaten to death with a hammer and dumped in a dog kennel. The victim has been named as Shane Knott, who was found in the back garden of a house in Naas on Sunday, and sources have told the Star he may have been killed up to a week ago. Inside the papers then, we are talking more about road safety and learner drivers, and I know a lot of people trying to get their driving test, and it can be very, very difficult You're waiting a long time, but the Irish Independent says that driving test waiting times will average 10 weeks by the middle of the year. NCT test waiting times will also be cut to 12 days by the summer. People were waiting months for their NCT. Now it'll be done within 12 days, apparently. This was another promise made at that big road safety meeting as well. So for people waiting for their driving test, could be good news that you'll only have to wait about 10 weeks rather than the months and months and months, which is the system right now. The Irish Examiner tells us that City West is going to be continued to be used for refugees because the government is extending its lease of the City West Hotel by another year. This hotel has been used to accommodate Ukrainians and those seeking asylum from other countries. And at the cabinet meeting today, Minister Roderick O'Gorman will bring a memo seeking approval to continue renting out City West until May 2025. 81,000 people who fled the war in Ukraine and a further 8,000 international protection applicants have been accommodated at City West since 2022. Now, the weather is changing. It was freezing yesterday. I'm sure you were aware that wind would cut through you, but the Star tells us that lawnmowers are set to roar this weekend. We'll all look forward to this, with the long-awaited arrival of fine weather, according to one expert. An area of high pressure. We've been used to all this low pressure, but an area of high pressure will settle over Ireland. And we're going to see this good weather last into next week. Met Aaron predicts temperatures of 16 degrees. And Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather says that the weekend is looking really promising. Lawnmowers will be roaring and garden centre car parks will be jammed. So nice to have a bit of positive weather news for once. Interesting one in the Telegraph this morning. NHS bosses are being criticised after displaying a banner featuring genders and sexualities in a hospital reception. So this is a hospital in Stoke. It's the Royal Stoke Hospital. And there's a banner saying they welcome everyone. But they've 21 genders and sexualities in this banner at the hospital reception. Some of these I've never heard of. So obviously we know of non-binary, bisexual, transgender, gay men, lesbian, things like that. But we also have gender fluid, which is gender identity and expression which changes over time. Gender queer, which doesn't follow gender norms. Then there's aromantic, no romantic feelings. Demisexual, sexual attraction only after an emotional bond is formed. Also, you have demi-romantic, romantic attraction only after emotional bond is formed. And you have, what else have we, polysexual, attracted to one more gender. Add them all up, and this banner has 21 genders and sexualities which people will have to get to know the terminology around. Final story, if you want to know how the other half live in the Mail, Vogue Williams and her husband Spencer Matthews have confirmed they're selling their London house in search of a bigger family home. Now, lots of families do this when they've more children or whatever, except their current house is worth €6 million and they need somewhere bigger. They've lived in a two-storey Battersea apartment since 2018, but they now have children, Theodore, Gigi and Otto, and they need more space, so they are saying goodbye to their 4,000 square foot apartment and trying to buy somewhere else. And by the way, they also have a €3 million home in Howth in Dublin. So that's how the rich spend their money. You can read more about that in the Mail.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.